Jason Spitzer and Scott Royal used social media to try and get 300 gun owners to turn out in Richmond's Carytown on July 4th and to openly carry rifles and pistols in the busy shopping area. Here's Spitzer in a video on the Richmond Times-Dispatch website.
I'm educating people about not just the Second Amendment, but all their constitutional rights and the right of self-protection.
David Poole joins us now from the Virginia Public Access Project. David, there was a story about this by Jim Nolan in the Times-Dispatch. So what was the particular point of this demonstration?
They want to carry rifles and pistols into businesses to make the point that they have that right.
Well, the inspiration, one of them anyway, was a movement that started in Texas.
It's called Open Carry Texas, and they challenged the retail giant Target, which eventually came out with a policy of not banning guns on property, which is their right to do, but politely asking people who do own guns not to strap them on their back and carry them in and make things possibly uncomfortable for some customers.
In this case, the two organizers were the only ones who showed up. Even though they didn't have their 300, they went ahead with their plan to walk around with their guns in full view. And David, there is some disagreement, though, even within the gun rights community over whether going into a restaurant wearing a long gun and sitting down to eat is a good way to make the intended point.
The Virginia Citizens Defense League, which is a very ardent defender of Second Amendment rights, pointed out that you'd have to kind of take the gun in your hands. It could almost border on brandishing and simply not seen as safe by people around you.
Even the NRA was critical at first, but now says it opposed the tactic by mistake. In our next story, Prince William County wants to know the locations of some former residents. David, who are they and how does the county plan to accomplish this?
Recently, the Board of Supervisors voted 5-1 to file a Freedom of Information request with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials to find out the whereabouts, the current whereabouts, I suppose, of an estimated 7,000 people Prince William County police have turned over to federal officials on suspected immigration violations since 2008.
For what purpose?
The article didn't state what value the county might receive to know where these people are, other than perhaps to make a point that the feds don't do a very good job of enforcing the current laws in the books.
The force behind this appears to be the supervisor's chairman, Corey Stewart, who ran for the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor last year. Only one member of the board opposed the move.
The one person who voted against it, Supervisor John Jenkins, was quoted in the story as saying he didn't want to spend county money on this kind of FOIA expedition.
Another question, I guess, would be, does the federal government know where these people are?
That's a good question. I don't know if they were deported, whether there would be any record of where they are now. Did they go home? Did they try to sneak back into the country? And if they did sneak back into the country illegally, certainly no one would know where they are.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around Virginia at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.